Hello. Welcome back to the Padded Room. I'm Maureen, and this is Talking Tech with Wayne, the podcast dedicated to discussing smartphones, smart homes, and all those things in between. This show is a promise of information freely given to all that seek it, and that is a pact between us and all of you. Log into our website and click the Join Discussion button to, well, join the discussion. While you're there, check out TV show, bookcase, or click the Schedule a Call button if you're interested in exploring how to bring a Talking Tech discussion group to your local church or community center. We also have a helpline where trained technicians are ready to answer your questions 24/7, and best of all, it's 100% free. That number is 215-406-HELP. That's 215-406-4357. Today, we're embarking on a journey of cultural exploration through virtual reality, VR. Joining us once again is Wayne Hunter, an expert in senior digital engagement. Welcome back, Wayne.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to discuss how virtual reality can open new avenues of cultural exploration, especially for seniors.
Let's delve right into it. Wayne, why is virtual reality a valuable tool for listeners to explore culture, and what are some examples of VR experiences they can enjoy?
Virtual reality enables users to explore various cultural landmarks, museums, and historic sites from the comfort of their own homes. These experiences include virtual tours of famous museums such as the Louvre in Paris, the British Museum in London, and the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City. These tours provide an immersive experience by providing 360-degree panoramic views and interactive storytelling that allows visitors to appreciate priceless artworks, artifacts, and exhibits. Users can also take virtual tours of famous historic sites and explore different cultural festivals, celebrations, and events from around the world, such as Carnival in Rio de Janeiro, Diwali in India, or the Cherry Blossom Festival in Japan. This allows them to experience diverse traditions, music, dance, cuisine, and customs through live stream VR broadcasts or pre-recorded immersive experiences. Additionally, users can attend virtual artistic performances, concerts, theater productions, or art exhibits featuring renowned performers, artists, museums, musicians, and dancers from various genres and disciplines. These are presented in virtual reality environments with high-quality audiovisual effects and interactivity. Furthermore, VR technology can contribute to cultural heritage preservation efforts by supporting projects and initiatives aimed at documenting, digitizing, and preserving endangered cultural sites, traditions, language, and intangible heritage for future generations to explore and appreciate.
These VR experiences indeed offer listeners a window into the world's rich cultural tapestry. How can listeners make the most of virtual reality for cultural exploration?
Listeners can enhance their cultural explorations by taking advantage of virtual reality technology. These can be done by accessing VR platforms, apps, and content libraries available on VR headsets, smartphones, tablets, or computers. Some popular platforms include Oculus Quest, Google Cardboard, and YouTube VR. These platforms offer a diverse range of cultural experiences, guided tours, documentaries, and immersive storytelling projects. Listeners can also join VR communities, forums, or social media groups dedicated to cultural exploration, virtual travel, and immersive experiences. This allows them to connect with like-minded enthusiasts, share recommendations, and exchange tips, resources, and insights about VR content and technology for cultural discovery. Customizing VR experiences is also a great way to enhance immersive comfort and enjoyment during virtual cultural explorations. Users can adjust settings, preferences, and comfort levels such as motion sickness settings, display options, or audio settings to tailor the experience to their individual preferences and needs. For those interested in learning more about VR technology, cultural studies, art history, archaeology, and anthropology, there are many educational opportunities and learning resources available through universities, museums, libraries, or online platforms such as Coursera, X8, edX, or Khan Academy. Finally, sharing VR experiences, impressions, and discovery with family members, friends, or fellow listeners is a great way to inspire curiosity, spark conversations, and foster intergenerational connections and cultural exchange around the world's diverse cultures, traditions, and histories.
Thank you for those insightful tips. Why is virtual attendance at cultural festivals beneficial for listeners? And what are some examples of festivals they can participate in?
Virtual attendance at cultural festivals allow people to experience the richness of diverse traditions, music, dance, and cuisine from around the world without leaving their home. Some examples of festivals people can participate in virtually include Oktoberfest. People can join virtual celebrations of Oktoberfest, the world's largest beer festival held annually in Munich, Germany. This festival features live stream music performances, virtual beer testings, cooking demonstrations, and cultural activities that showcase Bavarian traditions and hospitalities. Carnival. People can immerse themselves in the colorful festivities of Carnival, an extravagant celebration of music, dance, and costumes observed in cities like Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, and New Orleans, USA. These festivals offer live stream parades, samba performances, costume contests, and virtual street parties. Lunar New Year. People can mark the Lunar New Year with virtual festivities honoring Asian cultures such as Chinese, Korean, and Vietnamese traditions. This festival offers online dragon dances, lantern festivals, calligraphy workshops, fortune telling sessions, and virtual family reunions to welcome the arrival of the New Year. Mardi Gras. People can experience the spirit of Mardi Gras, the lively carnival season celebrated in New Orleans, Louisiana, and other cities. This festival offers live stream jazz concerts, cooking demonstrations, mass making workshops, king cake tastings, and virtual parades that capture the essence of Southern hospitality and revelry.
These virtual festivals offer listeners a taste of cultural diversity and celebration from around the world. As with all of the information we share here, flex your Google search muscles. Log into our website or call our helpline. That number is 215-406-HELP. That's 215-406-4357. Well, I see that's all the time we have for today. It has been our pleasure to be here, and we look forward to the next time we can do it again. I wish you all a farewell. Talking Tech with Wayne podcast was produced by Grey Geek Productions, hosted by Mohun Sunshine and Wayne Hunter. Music was Transpasser Blue Jazz by Stefan Kartenberg.